Sitka District Ranger Perry Edwards has personally been hunting in January before and paused when he realized that he may have been close to taking a deer illegally.
Number one is you need to know what land you're standing on before you pull the trigger.
The Forest Service has published a map of federally managed lands where subsistence hunting for deer in the Sitka area remains legal, and of the city, state, and privately owned lands where it is not. Some of the areas that are out of bounds in January are pretty popular during the five previous months of the sport hunting season.
That means not Bear Bay, that means not the Magoons, that means not Cat Leanne, that means not Sitting Borough Sitka, which is like up Indian River. State land, Stargavin Valley, is all state land on either side of the road, on the Nelson Logging Road as you go out, and is also the first 400 or 500 yards of that ATV trail that goes out there.
Other commonly hunted areas that are off limits during the January subsistence season include the Green Lake Road Corridor and the Green Lake Watershed, and the Killeenan Bay Estuary and Sea Lion Cove Trail. Despite these restrictions, there is still a huge amount of territory available during the subsistence-only hunt, and Edwards wants to encourage people to take advantage of Sitka's subsistence privileges. If a hunter has any doubts at all, the Sitka Ranger District can lend a hand.
At the Forest Service, we also, if somebody has a really specific thing, like, I really want to know here, we can really help people. You know, they can give a call to our front desk, and we can create a map that maybe is a map even of an aerial photo that shows where that is. So if they're like, how far up Indian River do I need to be? I can't really tell. I'm not good at reading a topo map, or I'm not good at reading this map. We can help them get that so that we can help keep them out of trouble.
Because of Alaska's unique co-management agreement, both Forest Service law enforcement and the state wildlife troopers enforce federal subsistence regulations. To stay on the right side of the law, Edwards reminds hunters that they'll need a new state hunting license for 2021 to participate in the January subsistence season, although their harvest tickets or tags from 2020 are still valid. He also reminds users of Sitka's boat ramps that they'll need to obtain a new launch permit from the Harbor Department. And Edwards especially wants hunters to mind their safety practices when hunting in January, like having reliable communication and notifying others of your plans. It's easy to get caught off guard, he said, when things go wrong and you're not prepared for it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.